Grand Rising, everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. And recently, we've been discussing For the People.Space articles, and it's been a pleasure doing that. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them, so we appreciate you so much, Thomas and BBS Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, absolutely, Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for joining our Cumin Perspective show. As you know, our goal is to bring interesting content, ideas, and laughter as we explore divine energies. Very happy to have you all here with us again, and very happy to be with Kevin.
All right. Hey, open lines for any and all callers, the entire program. The BBS Radio phone lines are as follows. The direct line that can be used by listeners outside of the United States is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And one more time, 323-744-4831. And for those listeners who are in the United States, it's 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And again, 888-627-6008. All right. In addition, John and I have not mentioned this before on the program, but we feel that we will be here perhaps for a good length of time. It all depends, of course, but and we would like to mention that subscribers to our show would be appreciated. Now, subscriptions will help defray the cost of us renting our one-hour airtime. And, of course, the subscriptions would be very welcomed, although they are not necessary, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not necessary. If you so desire, however, log on to bbsradio.com and choose our show, A Cumin Perspective. And then on our website, you'll more than likely see a subscribe button. And we'd appreciate if you would tickle that button. All right. So, John, it's been a couple of weeks since the last show. How did your son's wedding go?
It went very well, Kevin, very well. As you know, we had lots of company here. They had, I don't know the number of people there, but there was a lot. But you know, there were people there from friends that they have made along their journey together. They've been together now for quite a while, since high school. Mm-hmm. And there were people there from all across North America, from Vancouver, the other side of Canada, to Florida. Yeah, it was quite exciting. Went off very well. And I was quite pleased. Everything, of course, you're always nervous about those things. I had to do a speech and I was nervous about that, all of that, but everything just rolled no problem. Sometimes we put more pressure on us than necessary, on ourselves. Yeah. But yeah. No, it went very well. And then this morning before the show, I have a hawthorn berry bush here planted, and nature planted it, not me. Mm-hmm. And I learned the last few years that hawthorn berries are very good for ailments of heart disease. So I've been using it for the last year. And so very nice to see it's on my property. So I collected those berries today, and I just have them in my dryer right now. Yeah. And so that's what I was doing this morning. So I don't know if anyone knows about that, but look into hawthorn berries and their benefits to the body, not just for your heart, but for other things as well.
Right. Yeah. So is the hawthorn berry bush thorny?
Thorny.
And it is a bush, right?
Now this one is a tree at this point. It is. There are bushes and trees. There's different forms of them, actually, and a few different breeds, but they all seem to have the same health benefits.
Yeah.
And this tree is probably, I would say, about 12 feet tall, very big and bushy. And the thorns on it are about, the mature branches are about an inch long. So you have to be very careful picking the berries. But for the most part, it's easy,
Well, I'll be looking forward to your hawthorn berry wine.
Well, I haven't made any of that, but that might have a benefit too.
I'm putting little seeds in your mind there, see?
Yeah, I see that. Well, you know what I've done? I've this year I've fermented some, and then
Oh.
I'm going to add those to my tea. That's what I usually do with it. I make a tea from it. So I'm anxious to see the difference in the flavor because the berry retains its natural, not you don't have to dry those ones. So I've got some that I fermented. So yeah, I'm anxious to see how that flavor turns out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, John, I thought we would pick up from where we left off from our last program and discuss some more of the For the People dot space postings. And the first one is the Boni Amici. Apparently, that is Latin for good friends. And
Right.
I wanted to mention also that when you log on and start reading these articles, if you look at the very just above the title of the article, there might be a word or a couple of a phrase there, and it kind of tells you the category of that article. So, in other words, with Boni Amici, it says it's wisdom. So it kind of prepares you
Right.
for what you're about to read or experience. It's based on wisdom, right? So when you look at this, it's a meme. It's a picture of a small male child holding his stuffed animal, and he's walking alongside a large goose on the pathway. And the caption reads, "Imagine if we measured success by the amount of safety people felt in our presence." And that was by Jonathan Lewis Dent.
Right.
You know, and that is something to kind of think about. Wow, in the why not now? Start now. Yeah,
Yeah.
safety. People feel safe in our presence. We give off an aura of peace, of being grounded, being centered, and that will affect other people's energy fields. And if we can emit that peace to everyone around us, I think we're actually accomplishing what we're supposed to do here as light workers and as light beings on this planet at this very time. If we can present that presence, that peaceful presence. In the 3D world, success usually was measured by what? Accumulation of money. Money was what made people feel
Yeah.
safe in a way, because then they could use that money and then purchase food, things for survival. But now I think I feel things are times are changing.
Yeah, and
Everything is changing. So
yes, and what an illusion that was.
yeah.
You know, thinking money could buy us happiness or health or any of that crazy crap, you
Yep.
know. But you know, interesting enough, Kevin, this little boy is walking along with
Yeah.
his goose.
With
And
goose.
of course, the caption says, safety people felt in our presence. And they're including the goose in that. And as you know, we all share our spirit, and perhaps each one of us were a goose one time or another. So that's very interesting to see. And the goose is not a bit timid. He's very happy and content. And you know, there's a lot of deer that come around here, and I think a lot of people in North America have a lot of deer population and birds and so on. But the deer are getting more and more friendly and less timid of us, at least the light beings. Because I know in different groups we're involved with, people share pictures of deer and other wildlife that are, you know, that they actually communicate with. And they're not at least not a bit timid, as opposed to if you could back your watch up 10 years, you couldn't get close to a deer or even a lot of birds or anything.
Right. Good point, John, because animals are very timid against humans, and that would be a very good measurement of how much peace do you present outside of yourself. Because if an animal feels comfortable being around you, feels safe being around you, then obviously, well, not obviously, but perhaps it's a good bet that humans would feel peaceful around you as well.
Right on. Good
So,
point,
right?
Kevin.
So,
Yes.
yeah, that's good. All right. And oh, and there were quite a few articles, like eight of them within the
Oh,
last 2 weeks, man. So, we'll try to get through these. And
for sure.
again, we're John and I are just trying to do a summary, a summation of each article. And I really would suggest that you guys would take it upon yourself to deal out some time for yourself to read these articles, because embedded in some of these are also videos, and the
Yeah,
videos say a lot as well,
sure. There may be a certain coding embedded in there, Kevin. We're not sure. And it's your, it's our take on it, what how you feel about things and myself
It's
and
our perspective, isn't it, John?
right on, right on.
All right. So the next one is called Seven Wars Ended in 7 Months. And now this particular article, as I mentioned, appears to be in reflection to Dark to Light. The peace is the prize. And so the first thing it says is, did anyone catch any of this on mainstream media? And again, President Trump has told us several times of his accomplishments, and that is, so far, he's ended 7 wars and in 7 months. But the media barely any mention of this at all. Instead, they've been covering how the deep state UN disrespected our president and first lady. You remember the escalator stop and the teleprompters malfunctioned. But then the president gave a smackdown of a speech to the United Nations. If any of you haven't heard that speech, whoo, that's something to watch and enjoy, because he does. He lays it out for them. He puts them in their place. And the commander in chief basically tells all of them that they're incompetent on numerous accounts. So
It was
many,
awesome,
yeah,
wasn't
and so many to explain in this broadcast, so
it?
but he just ripped him a new one, basically. The article goes on to explain that the United Nations was built. Wow, this is something I didn't know. It was built using donated land by John D. Rockefeller, and that it is a satanic Luciferian lair and funded by the Lucifer Trust. And that's public, Lucifer Trust. And the other thing is that was interesting was the United Nations building was built upon the grounds of a slaughterhouse and was the devil's blood sacrifice site. So, wow, the UN is a satanic temple, and their real agenda from its beginning was to create endless wars, to enrich bankers and create unlimited orphans, and globally traffic those orphans they made, and reduce the population of humanity by 95%, totally enslaving the remaining 5%, and then obviously have a one world government under Lucifer. Woo, that's a lot to take in.
It sure is. This post is just riveted with information. And you're right,
Oh
Kevin.
man, there's a lot of it there.
Yeah, you talk about needing popcorn. Like you said.
Well,
Yeah, and like you say, watching Trump give his speech at the UN. Wow. I mean, I don't think they were prepared for anything like that to happen. Man, he came out swinging. That was good. I noticed, Kevin, in this at the beginning of this posting, it says, I have secured 17 plus trillion, 17 plus, that means Q plus as well, And funny how they put these little comms in here that is being invested, he says here, in the US, pouring in from all parts of the world. And we know this is part of the gold backed system, all of that kind of thing. Quite uplifting. And to see these things, a lot of people, of course, reading this wouldn't understand this, but of course, our audience would, and so on. But I like pointing this stuff out. He ended a war every month, basically. Imagine how credible that is. I mean, why
I
isn't that
mean,
on every billboard, every newspaper, every radio station? It's just incredible, right? And then they call the
this is
UN out for who
Nobel
they.
Peace Prize accomplishments, right?
Yeah, and like he, I think he mentions in here that that's not what he's looking for. Of course not. And of course, calling an end to biological weapons. Well, COVID-19 was a biological weapon. as were many, as you can look at most of these viruses and situations, different things, Ebola, whatever it is, and they're patented. You know,
Yes.
this is all going to be revealed to the general public, and they're going to lose their breath. There's no way that they can cope with this. But this is all what he's talking about, you know. And then when he says climate change is bullshit.
Well, you know, we kind of all knew that. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah, I
and
know.
what was her name? Greta?
Oh, yes. She must
How
be just,
dare
oh,
you?
yeah.
Remember that?
Oh,
I
boy.
love
Oh,
that.
the people. Oh, they're turning upside down. Yeah. What was another thing I wanted to mention in here? And as you say, Israel, the modern Israel, was created by the Rothschilds Rockefellers in 1948. And they all called out in here. This is fantastic. And then they also talked about the sinking of the Lusitania, and 1,200 people died there, and on
Such
that,
a
and
tragedy,
which was most of the people, the lion's share of the people. Yeah, what a tragedy. And of course, they didn't die; they were murdered. Yeah, just incredible.
all to begin the fiat system, right? You know, because I guess there were important billionaires on that ship, and they were murdered because the deep state knew that those billionaires would go against what they were trying to do, create a fiat system, a debt slave system, and they were
Right.
murdered. So that was horrible.
And of course, the United Nations is what the Luciferians are planned to use to basically to end us, to take out the 95%. And I'll read just one part of a paragraph here, Kev. It's okay with you. And it starts here. It says, most people don't understand that the entire United Nations building is actually a satanic temple.
I mentioned that. It was
Yeah,
built on the slaughterhouse, right? I
right.
mentioned that.
In a small room in the UN, there is a satanic altar. This is called
Altar.
the meditation room. It has an ugly abstract painting on the wall, and if you look carefully at the painting, you can see the symbolic representation of the scythe. The scythe symbol is generally known to represent death, human sacrifice, and the planet Saturn. Specifically, the scythe is the occult symbol for satanic human sacrifice. At the center of this so-called meditation room is an altar made of black stone. There are 10 seats which face the altar, each of which represents one of the 10 satanic kings who are to co-rule the world once it has been unified by the UN. So, just crazy what's been gone on and planned for so long, Kevin.
And I don't mean to, I just want to mention that a lot of us have known that one word you're mentioning is as Sith,
Oh,
Sith,
sorry.
a Sith.
Oh, I thought it
But,
was good. Sorry about that.
they
Yeah.
might say South and Scythe
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
in your
Yeah.
neck of the woods, and that's
Yeah.
okay.
I know I do.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, so that was another powerful article. Please, folks, take a look at that one. All right, next one. Oh yeah, I like this. This took me back. All right, you're going to be dating yourselves, folks, if you know what the name of this article was. Strange Love. Now, there was a movie. Again, dating ourselves, but back in 1964, it's a Stanley Kubrick movie, and another title, I guess, was How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Anyway, some of the folks out there might remember the name Dr. Strangelove, and it was Peter Sellers. And who had a German accent, and he almost really sounded like Henry Kissinger, you know, the way he the vowel the, his energy, he it made him sound like Henry Kissinger. And he also had a gloved right hand. And the hand had a will of its own. It would slap him or grab him by the throat or do something, and like it was separate from his own mind and would do all kinds of strange stuff, and he would always grabbing his hand and trying to slap it back down into his lap. That was kind of funny, but and it was all based on the movie premise was Cold War fears of nuclear war and between the United States and the Soviet Union. Anyway, in this article, there's a meme. There's a picture there, and it's a picture of Dr. Strange Love. He's holding a cigarette with the caption, "You don't believe in conspiracy theories? And you believe that is a sign of intelligence?"
Oh,
Well, of
yeah.
course, the underlying, it seems like all of the conspiracy theories that we have been brought to our awareness has come true. That's so I thought that was kind of funny and ironic, so it made you. And again, this one was kind of based on wisdom, the whole article, right? So.
And if you look at any of these major conspiracy theories out there that have been out there, most of them have been proven true. So why wouldn't you
Yes,
pursue it
they
and
have.
check it
Right. Yeah. Dr. Strangelove. Wow. Oh, that movie also, if you remember, had a really a scene in it that people really loved and was copied and was on videos and stuff. But Dr. Strangelove, I think almost at the very final end of the movie, I mean, what actually ended the movie maybe was he was straddled over a bomb that was released and falling onto the earth, and he had a cowboy hat or something like that, waving, yoo-hoo! So, yeah. Anyway, that was funny. All right.
Alrighty.
Yeah, the next one was kind of heavy,
Yeah, it was.
but also wonderful at the same time, if you will. This one I'm gonna is titled basically like Ascension, Dark to Light, and it's called The State Fair. And it begins with a beautiful, colorful picture of a fairground pathway with the Ferris wheel primarily in the distance, but kind of at its central point. And we are then introduced to Q the Storm Rider and a story told to him by his father. Now, a lot of us know that Q the Storm Rider is a Native American, and of course, they have a lot of stories that they pass down to generation through generation. It's kind of like their history, right? So the father went ahead and, told him this story. And in summary, basically, it's not all of the people walking around the state fair are real. Some are ghosts, some are evil spirits, and some are very powerful gods from different dimensions. And the article goes on to say that some people are alien shapeshifters, and in parentheses it says Congress and Senate, and some are clones and witches and warlocks and spider beings and real werewolves and vampires. It's funny. All these things being mentioned, I've always thought was fairy tales, was fiction, science fiction, were not real, but apparently they are real. That kind of blows me away
Yeah,
also.
and when they talk about the shapeshifters, imagine now they've got the ability to make that change, or at least to send a frequency out that we perceive that they've changed, that there's something that they're not. It's quite an incredible power that they have. Now, apparently, we have far more powers than those. I can't wait for that to kick in. But it's crazy, isn't it, Kevin? What's
It is, and
going on all around us?
Q's mentioned to us about the Dracos and the lizard people and how they cloak themselves, and they are probably the very well-known politicians that we see every day, and they are lizard people actually, but they have this cloaking device capability, and
And ninety
sometimes it
percent
shows.
It's hard to imagine that 90%. So if you see 10 people today, 9 of them are fake. They're
Yeah, isn't that something? Wow.
imposters. They're what, and all of these they all live off our energy, our life force, one way or another. It's just crazy. So eliminating those people, and maybe perhaps that's what we're what's going to happen here very quickly as our frequencies change on this earth. Imagine how the world would feel just without their vibrations around us.
Well, we're going to find that out. That's exactly what's going to happen. All that 90% of people who are fake, phony clones, whatever, are not of the light, will no longer be able to exist on this planet. So only 1% of the 100 will be left on this planet. Now that's a
Gee,
lot of room,
that's a
and
lot of
that's not
room.
very, and there's not very many people. If also, if you
Yeah.
think about that,
Right, right.
and with those statistics, I always often, 9 out of 10 people are not real. I kind of pinch myself. Am I real? Am
You're
I, there's only 1%, so
right.
am I real? I hope so. I
Well, the
hope
fact that you
so.
can understand that, it says you
Yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And with the popcorn, pass the
That's right. That's right.
champagne.
Even mentioned cat people and mer people, and many other figments of the imagination. But with that said, the beings of light have the hardest time down here because they are under constant attack. And the evil entities feed on our light to remain alive, if they can. So be careful who you interact with. Be careful who you become friends with, or be careful of who you hug, or be careful of, most importantly, who you marry. You just never know. Because the dark being married to a light being will certainly be certain death for the light being. That's not good.
That's quite a point they're making there, Kevin, because as light beings, or beings of light, we want to be kind and gentle and forgiving, and it's very easy for us to want to just hug anyone that we feel needs it. So it's something for them to call this part out at this particular time. It must be important as the energies are changing for us to be very cautious of what we intertwine our light with.
Well, we're like lambs, we're gentle, we're loving, peaceful, we trust. That's kind of our, that's one of the big downfalls. We trust everybody or anybody usually.
That's for sure.
And we love everybody. That's just part of being us. We love. So yeah, we're very naive.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it, Kevin, and it's absolutely true for sure.
So, and we never see it coming. So we're so innocent, and we love to love and give. So be true to your spirit, no matter what that means for your social graces. And find those you feel safe with, and look deep into their eyes and see what your inner knowing tells you about them. So,
And that is true. For the
yeah.
most part, if you look into people's eyes, it sometimes it can be scary. And that ability is getting stronger and stronger for us, at least it is for me, to detect those with negative intentions. Kevin, the last caption here in this posting is very good. It kind of sums it up very well. The light was always meant to live in a universe of light. We are steering closer to home in the light every day. And I can definitely feel that. And I think most of our listeners probably can too. And as we are getting closer and closer to home, we don't realize that we've been sitting here waiting for things to happen so long. But as I say, if you look around us, you can see lots happening. And I think we're on the downhill side of it now. Mind you, it's going to get rough, as we get closer to if there is another EBS or something like that. I say another because Q says to us, we are in the EBS as he's talking to us. But I think that's for the light beings, not for the majority of the population. I think there is going to be a big kick in the butt for them. And I think that's soon, but let's hope.
Yeah, and with this recent shutdown of the government, there's going to be a lot of other things. I think it's going to be occurring. On the surface, we see it as they're blaming the Democrats. Democrats are blaming the Republicans, but actually, I think this is kind of the beginning of that. We've heard of 3 days of darkness thing, but I think this is something that might evolve into a longer period of government shutdown, so that perhaps military might start becoming involved. It's just something that I think I actually heard from Cue the Storm writer recently. But
That's
anyway, I
for
think
sure. There's a focus on that now. For sure,
yeah.
Kevin.
All right. The next article for the people dot space is The Last Stand. Now, this one has to do with saving America. Save America. That's kind of the theme of this article. And it's about saving America. And you have a picture of Thomas Paine with the caption, "Independence is my happiness. The world is my country, and my religion is to do good." Again, Thomas Paine and from Rights of Man.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. Then you see a picture of what I would like to call basically a line of combat-ready soldiers walking towards the United States flag with the caption, "The war to end all wars." And then there is a transcript with a video. So there's next you would see a video, and if you clicked on the video, the individual is apparently a person on TikTok, and he is saying what this transcript has written. So if you could either read this transcript here, or go ahead and click on the video, and that gentleman would tell you exactly what it's saying. Anyways, it's a very, very powerful video. You know,
There is.
the dark expect people to give up because after all that they have been, you know, after all that we have been subjected to heartbreak, abandonment, being abused, bankrupt, where we were dumbed down, we were lied to and humiliated and shocked, et cetera, all the ad negative adjectives. Oof. But they never expected us to climb out of that. But this is America, home of the free at heart. And there are more beings of light anchored in America for this very reason. And we're all igniting for that final show.
Yeah,
And
incredible.
yeah, and
There's
America, of course, was first. We're first
right.
to experience all of this, and then we'll spread globally. But yeah.
Right. It says it's taken great patience and restrain, allowing the dark to believe they were winning millenniums. So they've been working on this for a long time, and kind of cuddling up to them, pretending that they were their friends, just like Trump's been doing with Netanyahu. They have no idea what's coming. It says in caps there in red, right? And man, that gives me shivers. But for
Yeah.
them to be posting this now, it's happening and happening fast.
Oh yeah. Man. Yeah, you, every morning you wake up and something's happened. You know, everything it's very quick, you know.
Oh yeah. It's true, Kevin. And these posts, I read them 3 or 4 times because there's so much more information that jumps out at you. And some of them are just slapstick full of info.
Right. Oof. Anyway, that was a good article. Save America, The Last Stand. All right.
Beautiful article.
Again, got several articles to go through. So, all right. I'd like to hear from some callers. Yeah, I appreciate it if you pick up that phone and let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. But Currently,
on.
John and I are talking about these articles on forthepeople.space. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk about anything your little heart desires.
Right on.
Yeah, we'll
Right on.
try anyway. So,
We'll give you something to laugh at anyway.
yeah, exactly.
Kevin, this next post you're about to talk about is, to me, one of the most outstanding posts in the last 2 weeks. It's incredible here.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to you going into this one.
Yeah. So, this next one is called Mockingbirds and Jailbirds. And the category, if you will, is A Light on Truth and also Crimes Against Humanity. You've heard the saying, not until the fat lady sings. Well, finally, the fat lady is singing. Hiding the truth from the public is finally over. Light beings, light workers, anons, digital soldiers, patriots, and even some of the MAGA have known for years all of the dirt that is finally coming out and all of the very positive moves by President Trump and, of course, the White Hat military and Putin and Xi Jinping. Yeah. They've all of them have been, making to save the world, but has sprung a leak. There is a leak, and a typhoon of truth will shower the world over the next 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Now this is a long article, you guys. Packed full of a lot of
Yeah,
information. You wouldn't
it
believe it.
sure is.
And again, I can only cover just a little bit of it here, but
It looks to me like it's really going to focus on the media as well, and get stuff out to the sheeple, if you will. Yeah.
So a lot of things are about to be known to the public through indictments and through congressional hearings, maybe even tribunals. So again, I would encourage you all to read on your own this particular article because it is packed full of a lot of information. These are like drops. These are Q drops. This is information. Even though this website is public, anybody can land on it and read it. For those in the know, like to use this website because it actually is like military comms, military drops, information that the public isn't not usually aware of. So if you want to kind of know what's happening behind the scenes, I'd encourage you to read this article. And
Yeah, that's right, Kevin.
and the article mentioned, to buckle up in October.
Right.
It will be a wild ride. And the article also provides a transcript of one of the Q the Storm Rider Patreon videos. I think it was dated September 26. And there's a picture there. It's like the movie, what do they call them? The marquee, movie marquees. Red October, the hunt is on. Hunters will be the hunted. And we've heard that statement many times, but
Yeah, this article here really, to me, gives more encouragement that there's going to be a form of EBS, even if it's just strictly feed more information to the general public through mainstream media, whatever it is. Hopefully, we'll see more of that. Most listeners for you and I here have been following the truth, for 10 years or more, and are now witnessing many truths being revealed, and it looks like many more are going to happen. So that's really good because it, gives validity to what we've been saying, and takes a little pressure off us, for what we've all been doing for years to try to, wake up our fellow man. So that's good. Also in this article, they expose Obama and his thugs and the treasonous things they've done, to the U.S. and the world. They focus on Hollywood in here and their pedo ops and the adrenochrome harvesting, the MK Ultra. They focus on a lot of things in here, even time travel and how the White Hats are using that, to combat what's happening and foresee things. I thought it was quite impressive. And of course, it looks like the first indictment or the next indictment is going to be John Bolton and his weapons of mass destruction, which on viruses that attack people. And if you notice, they mention here that the virus attacks people of color. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but they
Specifically
talked,
targeted, huh?
yeah, that, yeah. It, and that's quite something. So let me just see now. If I can just quickly find it here, Kevin. I'm just going to read a line. Yeah, here it is here. John Bolton is a Republican, a neocon. He's going to be indicted for espionage. He was moving information between countries. He had classified information connected to nuclear programs, to military intelligence, connected to a lot of classified ops having to do with weapons of mass destruction, and he was in possession of classified documents from the Pentagon, the U.S. National Security. So John Bolton is in huge trouble. He's really important. He was the director of the project for the New American Century, where they have this virus to be really effective in the way that it attacks the Slavic people, the indigenous people, African community, Latin community. This virus was released, was attacked, attacking all these people. This is in Cue the Stormwriter's words. That's why a lot of white people didn't get sick from the virus. So goodness knows all the different things they've got up their sleeve. Absolutely disgusting.
Crimes
So
against
it's
humanity
very
for sure.
nice to see them point this stuff out, and obviously it's going to hit mainstream media in one way or another.
Yeah, and we're
So,
seeing that already, right? They're talking about
yeah.
James Comey is front and center, right? And he's already been
Right.
in up front the congressional hearings. Trump's have been going after Letitia James and Clapper and Brennan and Obama. All these people that we've known for, as you said, we've known for years, are now starting to come to the surface, and they're actually starting to do something about it, at least through the legislative system, right?
Yeah, to me it's like a domino thing happening right now. There's so many after it starts to unfold, I think it's just going to go like wildfire. It's going to be multiple people at a time that they're going to.
John, do you think they'll actually have tribunals and then carry out executions in public? Do you think we would
I don't
see
think
that, or
they'll
is
do
that
that. I think that the tribunals will have already happened by the time that they show, and they may show some tribunal, but I don't think they'll show executions. I don't think they'll do that, but I think it'll be available somewhere that if you wish to go see it, you could go view it or witness it, in terms of online somewhere or something. But I think it'll be very evident that it is real and that these tribunals have taken place and that there's been justice.
I think I agree with you, actually. I think it's something too shocking for people to really witness. They did it in the Nuremberg trials back in 47. They actually had, like you saw, the gallows. They were hanging, and there were like 12 people lined up, and they all were hung at the same time, in front of a square. So, historically, people witnessed executions. Now, I don't know if they feel that the current population would be okay with viewing that. Would there be I don't know, a PTSD situation? Would it really affect them
Well, I think
emotionally?
personally, Kevin, I feel that there may be an effect on your spirit with that. Now, they may show somewhere maybe it's lethal injection or something like that. But if I think there's probably different forms of execution depending on the crime that they've committed. So it might be firing squad. There might even be a guillotine used. I'm not sure, but there may be different forms, and some forms may not be, advisable to
I think
watch.
military uses firing squads a lot.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's kind of get off of this subject.
Gotcha.
Right. Okay. The next one is called The Jewel. And they categorize this as a light on truth. But nothing is as it seems. So article starts out with a history lesson of a great and powerful benevolent being who comes to Earth and chooses a spot on Earth to anchor his light, his grace, and peace. And he called it the Jewel of Earth. And the dark see this jewel, which is a particular spot on Earth, as a stronghold against their evil plans to take over the world. And you recognize that there's a challenge. You don't rush in, but you wait, and you want to protect that core of the light. And to do that is be by becoming friends with the biggest mobster, the biggest pedophile, the biggest satanic demon running the show. And you sort of promote your friendship with this individual to the world, to this mobster, which kind of confuses everybody. When you're witnessing this, they're wondering, the people in the know he's a bad person. The people who don't know recognize this person perhaps as a good person. And then when an individual who represents the white hats, if you will, shows friendship to this person, there's a tactic, there's a reason behind this. And again, this benevolent leader, you might begin to question them, but if you stand strong in your conviction, to save the light. But most of this world doesn't know what's happening, but it is a master plan to rid the world of this demon leader and the cabal who holds on the jewel. Now, in case you haven't recognized this, the jewel is Israel and
Right.
the demon is Netanyahu. So
Right.
President Trump and the White Hat Warriors are here to save the world. But in order to do that, sometimes you have to mingle, obviously, with the dark.
Right.
But it's part of the plan, and eventually the light will overcome the dark.
That's right. And of course, the article mentions that Trump. It's hard for him. He's got to try to be friends or pretend he's a friend or supporter of Netanyahu when really he's not, to try to protect the jewel, because they just assume, we can't have it, nobody can have it, so there would be a disaster there or something. So, and which of course would be very negative for the entire globe and for our ascension. It mentions that as well, that it's important that the jewel gets protected for our ascension. It's all fun, interesting here, Kevin, that they mentioned that it's the jewel has been turned into a satanic hell below ground. So goodness knows what's under there and what's gone on. We can only imagine.
Under Israel. Wow.
Under Israel, right? And then it does say, how do you tell the two groups apart? Of the evil people that are supporting Israel and the good people for supporting Israel, obviously for those two reasons. One is for the jewel. Of course, they both want the jewel for the different reasons. And they also here are talking about the dark and the light and how to know the difference. And it says, you will know in the end. So there's going to be a great revelation there.
It reminds
Then
me of
the
that statement, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer, right?
Yeah,
Something
right
like that.
on. That's exactly it.
And so he's
And I'm going to just read from the last picture that they show there, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
It says Trump is that benevolent leader. Israel is the heart of the jewel. And once the rescue mission moves from dark to light, Netanyahu will disappear from the world along with all of his pedophile, satanic Mossad mobsters, monsters. And you can count on it, it says. And
Yeah.
then in red, it says, this is not about any particular race or religion. This is about humanity. Every real human with a spirit living amongst darkness that continually ravages, suppresses, and abuses them. Donald Trump and the White Hats are doing everything in their power to bring light back to this world. Yeah, very impressive.
It is very, very much so. Which leads nicely into the last article that we wanted to cover. And the category on this one is the love of a man. And of course, the storm. So the title of this one is called In the Arena. Well, first you see there's a meme here, and first you see the president in a dirty, tattered clothing, it's a suit, standing in the center of a collapsing Roman Colosseum arena. And with the people and present day combat veterans are like on the ground and in the stands. And then, if you look up slightly, you'll see the United States flag, which also has seen better days. It's kind of torn and faded, and it's hanging from the Coliseum rafters. And then there's a message, a statement. Now, this message is pretty long now, and looking at the clock, yeah, we still have a few minutes to go. And this is probably just a 45-second read, maybe. But
Yeah, sure, no
anyway,
problem. Go for
this
it,
is,
Jeff.
yeah, this is what that says. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, and who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And that was
Wow.
by President Theodore Roosevelt.
Well said. Beautiful, Kevin.
Yeah, so that was that.
Yeah.
And again, powerful statements. And I really enjoy reading these articles. So there's a lot of information, powerful information that makes you think, you know, that gives you hope, provides information behind the scenes,
Right.
and makes you feel you have the wisdom, you have the knowledge behind you, which helps you keep you centered, which helps you maintain peace in your heart because
Right.
you're aware, you know
Right.
what's going on. They're not going to be pulling any surprises on you.
Right.
But there are those who do not know, and it's going to be up to you, listeners, to help them out, to
Right.
ground them, to
Right on.
instill peace. You know, that's our biggest job, I think. Anchor light, right?
For sure. I think a lot of people are going to gravitate to us and look for information or our take on things. So, Kim, and I also want to mention before we leave this this last post is it
Yes.
appears to me that this is a painting of
Okay.
Trump in this arena. And I think we're going to see this again. This may even be something that's posted or will be posted in the White House.
Okay.
But this, to
It
me,
is beautiful. It is a
depicts a
beautiful
lot of
symbol.
what Trump's been through. Incredibly strong man. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of give
All
him a
right.
little focus. Okay.
John, hey, what do you think about some jokes? Should we end the
Oh,
show with a couple of jokes? What do you think?
sure, I'll laugh at you. I with you.
All right. Who wants to go first? You want to
Oh,
go
you
first with a
go first.
joke or
I've got just some quick little ones, so I'll let you do your
okay.
joke, and mine are going to be quick and brief.
Okay. So does that mean
Are
you're
you
going?
going?
I go first or you
That
go
means
first?
you're going, Kev.
I'm going first. All right. I just had a physical, and the doctor said, "Don't eat anything fatty." I said, "What? Like bacon and burgers?" He said, "No, fatty. Don't eat anything."
She's get rid of that
Yeah,
doctor.
he's to the point at times.
Yeah, I guess so. Mine are just cute little jokes, Kevin. They're about silly people. So this one guy goes to the doctor and he says, "Doctor, there's something wrong with me. I never felt this bad in my life." He said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Well, look, everywhere I touch, it hurts." And touches like, "Ow, ow," touches his chest, "ow," touches forehead, "ow." The doctor says, "Let me look at you." And he looks at him for a minute and he says, "Your fingers broke. Your fingers broke everywhere he
Do yeah,
touches."
blame it on the finger. Yeah, sure.
Everywhere he touches, it hurts. Oh, Jacob. You're up.
right. John, I've been thinking about this, but when I die, I want a crank on the side of my casket that plays Jack in a Box, just to see who has the guts to turn it.
That would be a cruel trick, put a
I
springer on
would
you and
be,
actually have
yeah. I
that
actually did jump up. Wow.
Okay, so this is another silly one. Now this lady calls the fire department. She says, "Quick, my house is on fire." And the fire chief says, "Okay, how do we get there?" And she said, "Well, don't you still have those big red trucks?"
Okay. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, John, but my wife, she's a dedicated nurse of 33 years and walks into a bank. She's exhausted after a 22-hour shift. She pulls out a record thermometer out of her pocket and tries to write a check with it. She looks at the cashier and she says, "Well, that's just great. Some asshole has my pin."
Kevin, you're
Yeah.
going to get us thrown off the air
Oh,
here.
beep. There's a beep.
All
Okay.
right, my last and final one, Kev. This
Right.
fellow's trying to get into this tavern, an upscale tavern, and he can't get in. He said, "Oh, no one's allowed in here without a tie." He said, "Well, I don't have a tie. I just want to come in for a couple of beer." He said, "Well, you can't get in without a tie. It's our code." So the guy goes back to his car and he searches. He can't find anything. He sees these jumper cables. He's all just so he puts them around his neck and ties them up and he goes back to the door. And the guy says, "What are you doing back here?" He said, "Well, I got a tie." And he said, "Well, that's getting, kind of on the line there." He said, "Oh, come on." He said, "I only want a couple beers." He said, "All right, I'll let you in, but don't start anything." Start anything. Jumper
Don't
cable.
start. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. And I've got my final one.
Right.
My electricity bill came in today, and I believe I got charged with the sunlight, the moonlight, the street light, the light of the Holy Spirit, and the light at the end of the tunnel. I couldn't believe how much it cost. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Oh, I'm glad you ended with that
Yeah, that's why they call them sad jokes. They're stupid and dumb, and Well, John, I think we had another great show. I don't know what you think.
I
We
sure did. It was wonderful, Kevin. Thank you again. It's
yeah.
I'm always nervous going into the program, but then
Yeah.
once I get in here, I'm good and feel good about it. So,
Yeah.
I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. It's been a real pleasure to have you all here with us as always. Also, thanks for those who listened to our recording. That's greatly appreciated. And very pleased to know you receive value from what Kevin and I do here on our show, A Cumin Perspective. And also a very big thank you to you, Kevin. Another wonderful experience together with you, my friend. Thank you so much.
And to you too, John. Yeah, thanks for being my co-host. I appreciate it.
All righty.
I certainly enjoyed our discussion with the articles, and that about wraps it up. Oh, I did want to mention, I'd appreciate the subscriptions if you don't mind, but again, it's not necessary. Anyway, that about wraps it up for John and myself.
All
Please
right.
stay tuned on BBS Radio for Sojourns with Hummy and her crew. And I will see you all again in a couple of weeks on A Cumin Perspective.
Absolutely.
Peace.
Thank you. Awesome,
You
Kevin.
bet.
Thank you so much, buddy. We'll see
All
you
right,
again
you
in
too.
2 weeks.
Yep. Peace out, everyone.